Welcome to the Publisher 2007 tutorial. We're going to Microsoft Publisher is a great tool that students can use to create different publications such as brochures, calendars, greeting cards, flyers, and newsletters. We're going to use Publisher today to create a brochure. My students have created a brochure to persuade others. They've taken their writing and their research about a place that they've chosen that they'd like to visit. And they've created a brochure on trying to convince people to go there. So what I did was I just clicked from the main screen, I clicked on brochure, and there are designs already made that you can use to create your brochure. You have your classic ones, and you can just choose whichever one you like the best. I'm going to choose the first one that's arrows, and it shows you a view over here of what it looks like. You can choose your color scheme by clicking on the color arrow. I'm going to click Bluebird because I like blue. You have your font. I'm going to leave the font the same, but if you just click on it, you can click on to different types of font. And business information, we're just going to fix that when we get there. We're going to use a 3-panel brochure. There's also an option for 4-panel. And we're going to create this. So now we're going to just click the Create button. And now you see here pretty much a pre-made where we can just insert pictures, insert text into where we need it. This is like the back part of the brochure. And if you click down here at the number 2, you'll see the front part of the brochure. We're going to focus right now on the front part. One of my students chose to go to St. Lucia, so we're going to just highlight that text and add a title, and we're going to make it pretty convincing. Come visit beautiful St. Lucia. We're not even going to worry about business names, so we're just going to click on that text box and delete it. We're going to insert a picture actually right here. So to do that, you go to Insert, Picture. You can do it from clip art. I chose to do some from a file. I took some pictures from a website. So we're going to put this picture right here. And we're going to take it. Notice it inserted it right there. So we're just going to click on it. We're going to drag it over to the cover. So this will be the first picture that people see when they open our brochure. And it is just a beautiful picture of St. Lucia, the waters and the mountains that you see. Again, we're not going to do business names or telephone numbers, so come visit the beautiful St. Lucia. We are going to insert a text box on the cover, and we're just going to maybe do a slogan here. I taught my students what a slogan was. So we have beaches, relaxation, beauty as our slogan. And we're actually going to highlight that, and we're just going to make it bigger because it is a slogan. We can make that a little bigger for people to see, for them to want to visit. I'm going to center this because it looks better for a title. And in the back panel, I'm actually just going to, again, write some information about St. Lucia. I'm going to insert a map. And notice how, even if it's a template, you can still change it to make it your own. I'm going to insert a picture on the back of here. I'm going to insert a picture of a map just so people know where they're going when they open the brochure, they can find out where St. Lucia is. So I'm going to take my picture, I'm just going to make it bigger so it's easier to see. And one thing that's nice about Publisher is you see these nice little lines around it, it tells you about how much space you have to work with. We're just going to give a brief description of where St. Lucia is. Notice that Publisher keeps putting up text and little bubbles, and it's just little tips for us. You can always press F9 if you want to zoom in if you can't read what's happening. So we're going to say St. Lucia is located at Atlantic. and we just wrote some information about St. Lucia. Now we're going to go on the inside of a brochure, and we're going to create our main heading. So one of the things that people want to do know when they go to St. Lucia is places they should visit when they go there. So we're just going to highlight that text, backspace it, and we're going to say, we're just going to start talking about the beautiful places they have. So one beautiful place that they have is a waterfall. They have a volcano. They have a rainforest. And actually, something interesting about this volcano is this is the only volcano in the world. You can go inside of. It has beautiful hot water botanical gardens. And same thing for Word. If you spell a word incorrectly, click on it and it's there for you. And now we're just going to insert a picture. And the students would add some information in here about their topic. We're not going to just because of time. So we're going to insert a picture from a file of a place that they could visit, such as the rainforest. And we're just going to move it over here. And this really helps the students because it really just has them really doing something with their writing. They're not just doing a piece of writing just to turn it into you. They're doing it to create, to give to somebody. Something else people might want to know when they go to St. Lucia is where to stay. So again, they would write some things in here for where to stay, just by backspacing. And maybe they also want to tell people some things to do while they are there. And this is the inside of the brochure that the students are making. So this is just the basic information of the island. So where to stay, there are many all-inclusive resorts. There are many hotels there. And I'm noticing that this is bolded, so I'm just going to highlight it and unbold it. And if the font's too small for you, even when they print it out, because right now I notice it's only a 9-point, just make it bigger to a 12. So things to do. Some things to do there are horseback riding on the beach. They can go snorkeling. Tennis. Golf. Swimming. And of course, you have your beautiful beaches. And again, we're just going to insert some pictures in here so to make it a little more attractive. Make a picture of a beach. And notice how the text moves around your picture. So it's nice because you can put pictures anywhere in here and it's not going to interrupt your words. You, of course, you need to place it correctly so that that does not happen. And we're just going to create another picture in here. And all the pictures have something to do with St. Lucia. So that's always an important thing. So here's just a basic outline of the brochure. And again, you can change your colors up on the top and up down on the bottom. You can go back to the front or the second one. This is very nice because it's very easy to use. It just keeps everything together. They have the basic features of Word, so they still have that bolded printing. They have the font changes, and you can just resize your picture. So this, again, this is a great tool to use with your students just to create some basic projects for them to actually do something with their writing once they're done. I know that other teachers have also used this for the students to, once they've read a book about a place that was in a fantasy book, and the students created a brochure and they created their own world, their own fantasy world. They had different attractions to their world and things that people did and clothes that people wore. So their brochure was informing people how to how their world was. I know that other teachers have used Publisher to create newsletters using a lot of figurative language, such as alliteration and personification and onomatopoeia. So Publisher is just a great tool for the students to graphically create and integrate pictures and words. I hope this was helpful to you. I look forward to seeing your creations using this program. Have a great day.